Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
And it is time now for our manager's report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And it's good to have Mike on from Houston, Texas. How was the travel day, and how you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. At the ballpark, getting ready for the series, and travel was easy and efficient.
And so one of those things we talked about, Schilty, I was lamenting the fact that, you know, last night actually had to watch a movie and not be able to watch the Padres. And, you know, we understand how important the days off. When you guys are playing like you're playing, is it tough for you guys and the fellas to enjoy the day off, or do you want to get right back to the ballpark?
I think it's probably a combination. I mean, you know, they're men, not machines, you know, So the guys have been working really hard, playing really well, giving everything they've got every day. You know, I think everybody can appreciate, regardless of field, a day off occasionally. But we also, you know, we like playing. We like being together, and we like competing together, and we enjoy our time together. So it's a combination.
Well, I'm just going to ask the question right off the bat, because we talked about it earlier, and you have some of your mantras, like getting better as the game, the series, the season goes on. Your team is playing so well right now, Mike. Like, what are some areas where you still would like to see some improvement? Because it's hard for us to see, like, how it could get much better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it's always, you know, it could be collective, it could be individual, it could be situational. So, you know, it's a game of a lot of moving pieces that we all know. And, you know, yeah, we have taken advantage of our time together over the last year plus, including spring training. And, you know, continuity with, you know, a staff and players that breeds consistency. So, yeah, there's, you know, we always want to improve. It's a, you know, growth mindset. It's competition. There's always an area for something to be better. But, you know, as we continue to move this forward together, we do expect there to be some areas that, you know, are really, really showing up that are buttoned up. And I think that's taking place.
Talking to Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and Ben had asked this question earlier in the week, and we addressed it a couple times, talked about it on the roundtable yesterday, and, you know, the hot start is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. It's been such a joy to watch. You know, and Ben said, so what did we all miss? You know, all the people in the media or the national media, whatever, what did they miss about the San Diego Padres? And my thing was, I never really believed in momentum from season to season. And I hear you bring up continuity. And I think I missed that one, Schulte. I do. I think, you know, to watch these guys just kind of pick up where they left off, and even with some new faces, that's been pretty incredible. And is that something that you've seen before? Like the way that you guys played all, especially the second half of last year and then into the first half of this year, the momentum really seems like the calendar turned one day and the offense is still, you know, leading baseball and hitting and things like that. It's been amazing to see.
Yes, is the ultimate answer to your question. I mean, we don't take it for granted. It's not, you know, it's a very, very, very competitive league. You know, but the fact of the matter is that I already alluded to it. You know, and I have experienced it for quite a long time, quite frankly, just in a different area, yeah. a different team. You know, when you have processes that are in place and nothing's foolproof, this game is really hard. No one has all the answers. I won't even pretend that anybody does, including ourselves. But when you do have a group of good players, let's don't pretend about that. We've got a good nucleus of players in every area, offensively, defensively, pitching, bullpen. But when you have that and you have a staff that gets to stay together and create some continuity and there's clarity about how you're going to prepare and how you're going to compete, there is an expectation that it's only going to continue to get better and clearer in a very hard, complex game.
Talking to Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres. And Mike, I've heard you say before, Padres, best fan base in all of baseball. In fact, there's a TV promo,
yeah,
where you actually say it. We hear it almost every night. Let's be honest. Most managers are going to have to say that about their teams. You know, you don't hear it otherwise. But I was struck this homestand. I mean, with the big crowds, even on like a midweek Wednesday game. And I thought in particular, there was one, the wild pitch against the Cubs with the bases loaded, yeah, where the fans were chanting Gavin Sheets. And I felt like they actually had an impact on the game. Do you ever see that, where your fans can actually impact the game with their energy and chanting and perhaps throw another team off their game?
Well, every game we played at home this season, absolutely. You know, if you really, and again, you talked about, you know, what'd you miss, seeing the game, and, you know, you see the game from a lot of different lenses and different experiences, and that's one of the wonderful things about the game. But from my lens to your question is absolutely, you know, it's and they can be subtle things that do show up actually in the box score, do show up in competition. Some are bigger, you know, the ball that was hit down the line that fell in. You know, there's 47,000 people helped be responsible for that. You know, Leap, our third base coach, looked over like, man, they just couldn't. It took that one instance where, yeah, they were thrown off of their focus, concentration, looking, and that's all it takes in this game. And so you mentioned wild pitches. I see pitchers. I see guys, you know, game speeding up on them, guys dealing with a little bit more anxiety in a hostile environment that they're not used to, especially, you know, players that aren't as familiar with this league or that kind of environment, which is, you know, replicates, you know, what a playoff environment is. So absolutely, it's a competitive advantage, and we're very grateful for it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
I have a strategy question for you, Shilty. It's Mike Schild on with Ben and Woods this morning. So I was watching the play the other day, and I've been always curious about this. My whole life I've never asked. The contact play with the runner on third base. So I'm assuming that's something that you put on. It's not bad. I'm legit curious. I'm legitimately mm-hmm. curious about when to put it on, when not to put it on. Because you'll watch a game and it's the fourth inning and you're like, oh my God, he's got thrown out by 15 feet. And they're like, well, the contact play was on. You're like, all right, that makes sense. Is it like, how standard is it for you as the skipper to be like, all right, contact play's on? Or is it just totally player dependent and all of that? And, you know, when it tipped off the glove, I went, I don't know. I don't know if he could have made it or not. But for you, like, how do you know when to put that on? I mean, I know that's your job, but when do you know to put that on?
How long do you have, man?
We got 20 minutes.
All hour, if you'd like. We love hearing you talk about this.
But it's always fascinated me.
Give us the abridged version.
Well, I mean, clearly you wanted him to go.
Okay.
You did. Okay.
Okay. I did not know. I was like, because it tipped, I wonder if he stopped because he thought the pitcher may snare it.
It was the perfect tip.
It was just
right
the perfect tip. Yeah. So that's okay. Right. Interesting. Now, I know.
I mean, I'll explain in that particular situation. You've got Diaz up. We're down a run. It's the 10th inning.
Yep.
Iglesias is a good runner. Diaz is not, we can't run for him because he's hitting for Maldonado.
Yep.
So we can't run for the catcher. He's not a stolen base threat, I don't think.
No.
No, they did go first to third the other day. Looked pretty good.
That first to third
he's
was
done a really good job. He's done it. He's done it twice.
Inspiring.
He's done it twice. So we got Toddy up, and no, they're probably not going to pitch to him. Okay.
Yeah.
So if he gets thrown at the plate, we've got a guy at first base that we can't run for, that's not going to steal a bag, and they're not going to pitch to Toddy anyway. So we're going to have first and second. We can't steal first and second base with Diaz at second and Toddy at first.
Right.
And then we got – so that brings Louie up to tie the game. So, you know, if they're going to pitch to Toddy, which they didn't, we could take a shot because he can hit an extra – base hit, but an extra base hit's going to be really hard for Diaz to score.
Yeah.
So why don't we just keep him at third?
Yeah.
And we create a lot of more opportunities if they do pitch to Toddy on a guy that can really run, does get infield hit, a guy that in a high leverage situation that is in the dirt a little bit can score in a pass ball. So that's the highlights of, but it's absolutely case by case, and we can have a 5-minute discussion about every single scenario.
So that was fantastic.
That was amazing.
That was great. I mean, yeah, and if Arise singles with Diaz on second, they're going to be playing a little more shallow to make sure they cut off that run.
Right.
And man, he thinks about so many things.
Well, and that's the thing is that I don't think the common man like myself sits there and thinks about all those things that you have to weigh in order to just put a contact play on, right? And just to know, all right, this is probably a great time to do that. And you know,
the last part of the equation is first and third with Toddy because you know they're going to walk him.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we went out to the first pitch, which is his prerogative, and we trust him completely. But they're probably not throwing through with Iglesias to tie and run. Toddy steals the base. Rise gets a base hit. We win the game
because
we don't go in contact.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's so fascinating to me. Thank you for explaining that, because now I can. Well, in Little League, you just send them because nobody's making a throw. So it's really easy for Little Leaguer. It's like, no, they hit it and you go, buddy. Contact play always on in Little League, Shilty. Sound managerial advice?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. A little bit about this.
Any managerial decision, I will support.
I love it.
Because you are going to know more than I'm going to know in that moment.
That's fair.
I think it's great.
I mean, I love that stuff.
I always have the manager's back.
Thank you.
This series against the Houston Astros, obviously, interleague play, like three straight series, and I know you got advanced scouts and everything, but a little more, you know, less familiar with the competition and stuff. What are you kind of looking at with the Astros? And they're kind of off to an up and down start this year, but just kind of what you're expecting this series.
Expected more of the same. We're not as familiar with Houston, but you know, we do have really, really good advanced scouting. The guys do a great job with that. We have one of the few clubs that have really good baseball guys that go out and watch teams and use their eyes, and you know, they also use the information that's available now that's also beneficial, and we use the information as well in tendencies and different things along those lines. But And we do our part being, you know, our preparation work, our staff really, really dedicated to the prep work, video, a ton of video and research. And then, you know, day will be spent with a lot of meetings to elaborate it all and make sure we're bringing simple and actionable things to our players. And then we'll go play baseball and at least to compete and shake hands.
Sure has been fun to watch so far, Shilty. Obviously, best wishes for a great road trip. Just a quick, you know, you'll get asked this in, you know, at the scrum later, I'm sure. But for our audience, how's Jackson Merrill doing? I was texting with a buddy yesterday. He goes, I picture Jackson on the plane.
I don't think he went, though.
Oh, did he not go?
I think he stayed home, right?
Did he stay home? Well, he said, I picture Jackson on the plane just wearing eye black, just ready to go for the game. And I know it's probably killing him not to be out there. And the guys have done a great job filling in for him, certainly. But I know he's itching to get back out there. How's he feeling?
You know what? He's improving. So, I mean, hamstrings, you know, any soft tissue stuff can be, you know, very finicky.
Yeah.
So we got to be very careful. You know, but he's, and to your point, yeah, he's definitely, you know, got his eye black on, ready to go, and hungry to go compete. But, you know, right now he's got his focus channeled in areas he can do something about, and that's his rehab. And that, so he's, you know, getting to a point where he's doing some light jogging and start to get some strength back and do some things in the weight room. And we're also put together a plan for him and Lockridge and Crony. That, you know, whatever guys can do from a baseball standpoint, whether it's bunting, tracking, throwing, whatever they're able to do, they're doing in appropriate fashion. So when they get back, they're both mentally and physically ready to compete.
We had to look up what dribbling meant in a rehab sense
earlier this week, just to figure it out. I'd never heard that before.
Shilty, really appreciate it.
That was awesome.
I just want to say, so while we do our show, we're on YouTube as well, and we have hundreds of comments from our audience. They love that explanation about the contact
so
play.
Much.
They are just so fascinated by how that works, and they just wanted to really appreciate you and the thought that you put into everything to make this team a winning ball club. So thanks from us, and thanks from our listeners, as always, and we'll chat with you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, love talking baseball. So enjoy it, you guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
Thank you. Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. We'll be right back.